Hi, this is Jesse Liberty from Microsoft. Today we're talking about Lambda expressions. Lambda expressions can be somewhat confusing to new C# developers, but they're really quite straightforward, especially if you already understand delegates. Let's take a look by creating a little phone application that we can use for testing both delegate syntax and Lambda syntax. We're just going to adjust the title on this page, and then we will throw away the page name. We don't need that. It'll make a little bit more room for us. And finally, within the grid, we're going to add a list box. We'll name that list box output. Give that a margin and save the list box. In fact, let's save this entire file and go to the code behind. Before we begin in the constructor, let's create a private helper method called add that takes as parameters two integers and returns a string representing their sum. So we add the two integers with the parentheses giving that precedence, and then the sum has two string called on it. In the simplest form, we can simply call that method, pass in two parameters, get back a string, and load that string into our list box and display it. Let's run the application to see that. Terrific. We've proven that a simple function call works. Excellent. Now, often you don't know which function you want to call at design time when you're compiling your application, but you will know at runtime. Enter delegates. In this case, we're using a func, which is a special type of delegate that has a return value, and what we're saying here is that add delegates is a func for a method that takes two integers and returns a string, and we're assigning to that add, so calling through func, through that func, calling through add delegate should be exactly the same as calling the method directly. That was the delegate. We can do that same work by using a Lambda expression, and instead of calling into the add method, we can use the Lambda expression to do all of the work in line. Let's change the results on our first call to R1 and create a second call. So once again, we're declaring a delegate, or in this case, a func, that takes two integers and returns a string. We'll call this one add Lambda, and rather than assigning to it the method add, what we're going to do is use a Lambda expression that expresses the same thing as that method. So first we put the parameters in parens, then the go-to symbol, and then the body of what would have otherwise been in the function, a plus b to string, and that is a standalone line of code that is the same thing as calling that function through a delegate. So let's create another string, R2, assign to it the results of calling add Lambda, and put that output into our output list box. When we run this, you'll see that they have identical results, as we would expect. If I put the add delegate and the add Lambda together, you can see that their type is identical. They're both functions that take two ints and return a string. The difference is that add delegate is calling another method, add Lambda is calling a Lambda expression. But that Lambda expression is nearly identical to the add method. You can see the two parameters, A and B, that would be passed in, and then after the goes to, you see what would be the body of the add method. We can prove to ourselves that this is true by removing the add method altogether and just running the Lambda expression, and we still get the correct results. It does not depend on that external method. It's using the logic in the Lambda expression itself. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much, and I look forward to talking with you again very soon.